Friday, day Terra Majda, Tess Rav Shvat, Tavshin Pei Daled, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. The pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai that the Torah promises us for Eitzah Soda Yitin Piriyoy. And Rashi brings this Chazal of the Gemara Ksuvis that Losilove Afilu Ilon Yisrak Asidim Ilon Yisrak Yitin Peris, even barren trees which were cursed in the Chet of Adam Rishon, they'll also be able to give off fruit. And therefore, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that on Rosh Hashanah Lilonis, Chamisha Asur Bishvat, right, the trees are judged, will this be a year that the Ilonis Srak will give off payers? That applies not only to trees, the vegetable kingdom, it applies to people, Ki Adam Eitz HaSoda, and a till it ploys, the Eitz HaSoda Yitin period, 1,236, is Gimatria Chamisha Asur Bishvat. Chamisha Asur Bishvat is the day when we're judged that the Eitz HaSoda Yitin period. And that applies to people. Kiyodua, the Yitzvurke, once asked his chaver, the Dusharim, why is it that this Shabbos is called Shabbos Shir? Right? You didn't call Parshas Bo, Shabbos Yitz Mitzrayim, and next week it's not called Shabbos Matan Torah. Why dafka Shabbos? So the Chushim answer that Yisrael is Nutrikun Kiyodua, Yei Shishim Riba Oitzis La Torah. So the source of Neshamis Yisrael is in Torah. So if in Torah Gufa, Shir, the Shira this week, is written Levein Al Gabi Ariach, is the Chariah that has an effect on Yiddish and Neshamis, that this week all the heavens open, Sayyid Misal Chemish Asa Bishvat, Sayyid Misal Shabbos Shira. They both, by the way, I'm just adding, Mashgiach says, they both have the common denominator that Mechuvin Kineget Chiyas HaMeisim. In the winter, all of nature goes into hibernation. You go out of it, Shasraf Ha'ilu Be'ilun, you begin to get rejuvenated. That's Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, that's Shabbos Shira, Oz Yashir Moshach, Oz also Shor Le'Nemer Le'Yashir, Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. The source of Tchias HaMeisim, the way a person will, the future for the coming year, is connected to Chamisha Asa B'Shvat and Shabbos Shira. And therefore, this is a time where I'm just going back from Eretz Yisrael. I was a chassan, one of my chever was just came out of Gaza. They let him get out of the army to either bomb disposal unit to be able to get married, to stand under the chuppah. And I was talking there to a commander, this plugah, who's in Meir Sharon, they would call him Ilon Yisrak type of Yidin. Aber Yus, right? Shas Bavli Yushalmi Dosnish, right? Even Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sure, he doesn't put up, right? But Afal Pikein, when you speak to people in the Bzir's Nefesh and the Amunah and the Bitoch and Pasha Deidin, unbelievable, it's endless Shayat. And that is a time that one has to appreciate that the Mamish, the Pa'amei HaMashiach could already, the footsteps of Mashiach could be heard. In fact, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Shabashir is Gimatria, Yovel Hishnas HaKamishim. It's already connected to the world of Yovel, Vashavtim, Yishol Chuzosai, Yishol Mishpach Titoshuv, Shabashir, 1217. There's also a Gimachi of Olasian Goyel, Shavi Fesher, Biyankiv, a time when people will return to Yiddishkeit. And therefore, Tu Bishvat is Gimachi of Nachamu Ami, said the Mashkiach, which is connected to the Parsha, which Bishalach Pari is Om, is Gimachi, you talk about Shafer Godel. Parsha Bishalach is Tiku Shafer Betsiyin, connected to Chal Shvat, Chid Shvat is Gimachi, Shafer Godel. I'm sure you remember that all. Yeah? The point is, this is a Shabbos. This is a time of ischachus, of renewal, of rejuvenation, that a yid reaches his tefer shleiman. This week's parshas oyim v'neira. We'll talk to what I want to talk about. That at the shira, oz yoshir moishe sharloi namer eli yoshir. Yidin reached Azar Madrega that they became Mizuchach, Poska Zuhamosan, like by Matan Torah, and they were able to, why is the Shira said Yosher in the future tense? Because then they were able to tap into the La'osid Lovei, Tiyamei Mashiach, in the present. Therefore, the Psukim of the end of the Shira, all dealing with Hashem Yimlech Le'elam Voed, right? It's all connected that a Yid in the present taps into the Yimei Sagu'ula. Okay, to understand this a bit, what does it mean to be in one place? We live in Hoiva, we live in the present. And in the present, in the Hoiva, to tap into La'osid Lovei, let me just preface an idea that I saw from the Sfina Rebbe was here in Manchester last week. Let me read the Gevor. He says, we all know, I'm giving you the basic Jewish thought, 101, right? That when the Eibishter created the world, and the Eibishter Ein Sof is infinite, right? How is he able to create a world, a Bria, which is Yeshma'ai, something tangible, concrete, here and now, right? How did he create his world? The Eibishter Metzamtzem himself. Yes, the Eibishter take the Ur of the Ein Sof, and limit, constrict it, in order to eventually, through whatever, a whole process of Shtalshalus, through Tzimtzumim, he's able to create the world that we know, Oilam Miloshen Helev Hester, Teva Miloshen Tuvu Biyamsuf, and therefore get Lachaitis Verstelt, and our Tachlis in the world is to find the Eibishter, who's Mestater, Achin Atakel Mestater, in the Bria. What was the first step in the Tzimtzumim of the Eibishter? Says the Groh, it's quite simple. You don't got to look very far. You got to look in the first word of the Torah. Bereishis bara Elohim. The first thing the Eibishter did was he created Bereishis. What is Bereishis? Time. Time. Zman. There's a concept of Zman, there's a concept of Mokim. Which is higher, which is Eibel or Zman? As you know, we said it many times for Pigul, Zman is higher than Mokim. Asher Alkein, the first thing we say in Davni, the Vilna Gaon says, every day we say, Baruch Yotzer Bereishis, the first thing the Eibishter created was a concept called Zman. So Teva, by nature, is under Zman. We're under time. Even though I know there are quite a few Jews that I know who don't believe in that. They're like Lemailiman, they think they're Lemailiman as well. Right, they don't get on with time, right? But Elochid, I tell you many stories from the Rambam. I was just by his cave yesterday, and Elochid is mushli zman. But if you want to tap into Geula, and all the tzimtzum in the world, their sheirish is zman. Hello. So the first thing you got to do to bring redemption to yourself, to the world, is to reach above the constraints, the limitations, the tzimtzum of Zman. Asher Alki, where do I see this? What is the first step in? I'll give you an example. He brings a simple example. You look in Sfor, whenever, in Chumish, in Tanakh, in Ribim Mekemis, whenever we're dealing with Zman Gula, so the Eibishter gives us Zman. Example is the first Gula was from Mitzrayim. When is the Gula? Last week's parashah we read, Eden were in Mitzrayim, 430 years. Hello. And everyone goes like, wow, but it doesn't shtim. So you have to make a cheshbon that 400 years. It's a simon bracha. You have to reckon that 400 years is from latest Yitzchak, and 430 years is from the Bet Brisben Abesorim, etc., etc. Right? Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Loma osa Hashem kocho to give us a zman of Gula in Mitzrayim, and then you need 300 midrashim and Sfarim Akdashim back and forth, up and down. Well, it's not really 400 years, it's not really 430, it's a cheshbin. Hello? If you're not keeping a Kodesh Baruch Hu dealing as a ketz, so why have a zman, a ketz, in the first place? Val derech zeh indicates of geula, of Mashiach. Hello? there's all kinds of chishbonos. At the end of the day, if you look in Daniel, the bottom line is chasum, chasumim, v'chasumim advorim. It's tamir v'nelam. It's something that we ordinary people find it very, very hard to understand. But the pshat is, the first step of geula, says the Zichin Rebbe, it's not that there's no zman. There's a zman. But the Abish says, I'm going to show you that my zman and your zman are not necessarily one and the same. I'm going to show you that not I am an eved, mshubid, the zman. The zman will go according to my rotsen. Therefore, you have an idea of an ace rotsen. That the zman by the Abish there works according to his rotsen, the marshal. Everyone knows there were great tzaddikim, holy people, mamish kedushim, mamish, who davened at really funny times. I remember being by Shachris, by the Divrei Yoyel, by the Satmar Rebbe, it started maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? How? We're not getting involved in how. Well, that's beyond my competence. Right? Hello? But, nervos. An Eisrosen is a time of tefillah. Chazal say, Eimasai Eisrosen. When is an Eisrosen? B'shasha Chatzibur Mispalim. There's another medrash which no one has ever found. B'shasha Tzadikim Mispalim. But it makes no difference because Tzadikim are B'china Sibur anyway. Like from Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end of the day, there are things which are in Zman and L'mailim in Azman and they function simultaneously. So what is the first step of the Gula of Mitzrayim? Last week's parasha, the Eibishter tells us, there's all the Hakdamah that we want to talk about. The Eibishter says, Achoydris Elohim, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishin Hu Lachem, Lachodshi Hashana. The first, there's Zman, and there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Achoydris. Norvos, who is Kiveya, the Zman, in Welt? Not the meteorologist, not the guy who, in the clock, right? Yeah? You press 1, 2, 3, and you get Zman, you know, a dino, whatever. The Abish is Kevei Zman. Tzadikim are Kevei Zman. Achoy Lachem. And whatever Bezin Shammai LePaskins, what? Bezin Shammai LePaskins, that becomes the Achro, even Milmail. And that's fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dileg HaSaketz. You'll make a Cheshbon Ahin, you'll make a Cheshbon Aher. Right? But all the tirutz and all the sforum, whatever you want to start counting how, what, when, where, to whatever cheshbin is to show that the Eibishter is balabos over zman. And it's not in the normal tfisa, not in normal mathematics. Derech HaTev. L'moshel, Yidin was supposed to be in Golus Bovel 70 years. And you see a whole generation, everybody made a mistake, they couldn't make the cheshbin. Right? Because anything connected to Geula is a Zman higher than our Tfisa. Al Derech the Maral says, what is Al-Adir? Pesach Matzah. Matzah is a food, right, that it doesn't rise, which is normally the effect of Zman. It's something which is Hecher from Zman. Etc., etc., etc. All I'm pointing out is, there are different cheshbonos of Zman. There's a Zman that we use here on our watches, right? And there's a zman of the Ebrish zman, which is a different chesh. Let's not give you b'derech hakdom. Okay, so I want to continue. I didn't have time to prepare for this week. I was on a plane. I was trying to prepare, but I had no sforum on the plane. They don't provide that. But I want to just tell you, it's a vort which continues from last week. Okay, I want to be hektim this week. I got to connect to this week's parish, obviously. Everyone knows there's a plia atzuma. That everyone goes wild. Everyone like tries to explain. Very difficult. Can I ask you a question, a klotzkash, a real like foolish question? If I was to ask you which day did Kriyas Yamsuf take place, you're not going to be a genius. You look in your calendar, and it's called Shvi Shel Pesach. Hello, Rashi says it mefurish the night of the sixth going into the seventh, night of the seventh. That was the Kriyas Yamsuf. Listen, whatever time it was. Was it midnight? Was it listen, it's Boikir, whatever. And that's when the Jews were saved and Mitzrayim were drowned. And in the morning, they sang Shir. So far, so good? Yeah. What do you do with in Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha of Tzitzis? There Rashi says, why are there eight Tzitzis? Al Kanfei Bigdeichem? Because Meram is on the 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim. 8 days after they left Egypt. So to remind us about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mantisgra, right? Therefore, we have 8 strands on our tzitzis, which reminds us that the siyum of Yetzias Mitzrayim was on the 8th day from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam. Hello? This is very, very, very strange. So there are those who want to connect it. It's not 8 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's 8 days from the Korban Pesach. Hello? Yeah? So brings Rabbeinu Bacharya, the Slach in Psochem Kufta Zayin, where he says the same idea. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, right? You're going to Korban, Rashi's Korban Pesach. Yeah? You bring up your Korban Pesach. And then it says, whatever, when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell this to Klal Yisrael? Was it the 14th or the 15th? When did he say this pasuk? Hello? Look at the pasuk. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh av. Today you're going to leave Mitzrayim. V'avadetem ez avoyid azoyiz b'chodesh hazeh. Yeah, hello? Yeah? Says Rashi, avoyid azoyiz shel Pesach. When did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael this pasuk? Hayoyim atem yoytzim v'avadetem ez avoyid azoyiz. Could it have been on the 15th at night? How do you know? They couldn't go out. You couldn't leave the house. So it must have been on the 14th. So if it was on the 14th, how in the world could what? Moshe Rabbeinu tell him, Hayoyim atem yoytzim, if they didn't leave Mitzrayim on the 14th, they left on the 15th. Hello? Al Korchach, right? That it's dealing with the avoida of what? Korban Pesach. And by Kochim, Halayla hoylech acharayim. The Laila follows the previous day. Asher alkein. Hayoyim. Still hayoyim. Vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach. Right? So if you remember, last week we discussed how, I'm not going through the whole shiur again last week, but the bottom line was, Rashi is mefurish, and so it brings Rishonim, and so is Lashon HaMedrash in a few places. When did the Eden mal? By night. The Reach of the Korban Pesach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and took it and combined it with the Reach of Gan Eden, it went into the nostrils of the Eden. They gave it to Moshe, give us from your Korban Pesach. Moshe says, sorry, you can't call orally Yechelboy, and then all the Eden agreed to be mal on that night. So the Kushi Atzuma is, since when have you gone to a bris at night? Hello? Huh? One second. So the simple answer, I'll say the Rebbe says, Mechelik Yizayin, Al Derech Haloch at Poshut, before Matan Torah, there was no Isser Tamal.
The night before Pesach?
The night of Korban Pesach. Leil HaSeder.
After the Shechter, for sure.
After they shecht, the shecht is what time in the clock? You can shecht from the afternoon, ben rabayim, right? But medrash is mefurish. They mauled by night. We talked about it last week, my friend. You here? No, you weren't here. We talked. Steers and midrashim, whatever. According to other midrashim, all of Klal Yisrael, except for Shevet Levi. All right. Whatever, we said this, Makur is here, and it could be majority were mal by day, and the minority refused by night. There's various ways, Mahalach. Valkapanim, a sizable group of Yidin mal by night through Moshe or Yeshua, two days in Mitzvah. Hello? So he asked the question, how in the world do you mal by night? So he explained that before Matan Torah, there was no Israel. The whole idea of a mil shaloi bizmano, that you mal by day, is learned from a pasuk in Tazria, Uvayoy Mashmini. Right? Even if you learn it from the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecho, that how do you know a bris is by day? Bench Meinaz Yom, that's only a meal of his manna, says Toysus Nivamas. Asher Al Kain, before Matan Torah, there was no problem. Next question, but it's Yontif. So this we said, vast majority of Rishonim held, in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Israel of Yontif. There's no Yom HaShvi, so therefore there's no Yom HaRishon. Even the Shitas Haran we discussed, but the Rebbe says they use a cherev. Ishcharbe al yireichoi, a cherev shalikidarka, therefore min ha-Torah they did nothing wrong. Then, but the Rebbe asked, why, ha-gufakash, loma os Hashem kocho, that the Masav of Siv is arranged that the Eden, the Brish should be at night. So then the Rebbe brought the famous answer of, I'm just repeating what I said last week, the Chidor brings from the Shas and Truvis Yad Elio, a ribui achreinu, say this, that since it says in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Boy, that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was lichtig as if it's day, therefore what? No problem, it's by yom, by day. And then Yom Tov didn't start, so no problem, both kashas are maturit. To which we ask that the oldest forum, Shalom Tshuvah, Tzaris Chesed, Rishi Yisrael of Lubin, and many others ask, are Bezoi Zatart and Desasar? The Korma Pesach has to be eaten, right, Balayl. Matzahs have to be eaten, Bo'er of Tichlu Matzahs. So was it night or day? Take your pick. My dear, sweet, holy brother, you sound like a lawyer or something, but like, halachically, I'm a simple guy. Is it night or day? If it's night, then it's not day. If it's day, it's not night. L'chura. That's what they ask on the Chido. The Chido in the Sefer Simchas HaRegel, on the Gadol Pesach, it had both tchunas, which is weird, like a start of the Sasser, like a milsa de tmu. Okay, but just we'll soon see the Rishachaber Belzer Chutz Yogan Aleinu Dafke Taitz. Why? How could the Tzitzis be eight chutim of Tzitzis? Aye, it's the seventh day. Depends what you're counting that night. Hello, to say like that Tzlachin the Rebbein Rechaya, you're counting from Erev Pesach, but it says the day 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim, not from Korban Pesach. Doesn't fit into the Lashon of Rashi. But if you want to say that that night was considered Yudalit, it was Leila Kayem Yoyer, Kachashecha Goyra, then it makes a lot of sense. Hello? But the whole Teretz is a Milsa de Tmir, L'chura. Hello? Is it day or is it night? So the answer we came up with, Alachri was not a problem. We came up at the Maskana last week was vis-a-vis the Mesiras Nefesh of Mitzvah of Milo and a din of day. Vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach, of night. So to understand this a bit better, I want to just go a bit deeper this week. I want to tell you a vort from the Satmar Rebbe in the Haggadah Maritab. It's a very deep vort. You got to help up here. It's like a ganz nakedig vort. There's a bechilt in Parshas Boy. It says Vayhi b'chatzos b'chatzi alaylo. So the Medrash, the bechilt says Yoytzri chilkoi. The Eibishter divided the night. First half, second half, right? Another girsa is the vishiyef shalavasar, but lebasar v'adam lamed alchetir shalayla elam kain yitzray chilkoi. A human being, a basar v'adam, cannot divide two halves of night. Won't appreciate it. Only the Eibishter could divide. Why can't a human being know when it's chasos? Can you tell me why? Fakert, the Gemara says in Brachos of Dalit. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech both said Chatzos? They knew when Chatzos was. Why, therefore, did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paroi Kachatzos? Hello? So what is the Gemara answer? Rav Zeira and Ravashi, two different days. One, Rav Zeira says Pashut, because he was scared. Shema Yitu at Chagdidei Paroi. Maybe the soothsayers, the astrologers of Paroi will make a mistake, and they will be off a bit. And therefore we'll say, Moshe is a badoyu, Moshe is not straight. Therefore he said, kachatzos. Yeah? So if Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and David HaMelech knew when chatzos is, right? If they knew exactly when chatzos is, huh? So what do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chilkoi? Only the Eibishter could divide chatzos. Then the Gemara asked over there, Davdalit, Koyamarash, Moshe says the name of Hashem, Kachatzos halaylo. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Kachatzos? Vichi ika suke kamishmaya? Is the Eibishter besofik? Like, whatever. So the Gemara of Zayir says, Shema Yishema Yitu Tzagnini Parik. Maybe they won't be able to mechaven the exact moment of midnight. Hello? So the emes, all the Mefarshim ask, and the Kushi is found already in the Zohar HaKadosh. So they were scared, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, maybe you'll say, you'll make a mistake. And therefore you'll say, Moshe Badoi, you're an imposter, you're a fraud. So therefore he said, Kachatzois. If you say Kachatzois, you have a Shaila Me'ikas Sveika Kamishmaya. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu worried about his own COVID? They shouldn't say Moshe Rabbeinu was a Badoi. By saying it in the Koyam Hashem, he's giving them the Kashem Ikas Feika Kamish Mayit. You hear what's going on here? Very sure Sugyut. Satmarov adds another point, which is Mamish Mayridik. In the Medrash, it says, why did the Abishur take the Reach of Gan Eden and combined it with the Reach, the scent of the Karman Pesach? Because the Bechorim had died. And the stench from the blood of all these Gepegeter Mitzrim was horrible. Therefore, the Eivishter took a Reach of Gan Eden, mixed it with the Karban Pesach. The Eden shouldn't have to eat the Karban Pesach, or whatever, be there amongst the terrible smell of the Pegorim Mesim of the Egyptians. Says the Satmar Rebbe, wait, wow, hello. Let's work it out here. When did the Bechorim die? When were they killed? When were they struck? Chatzos. Hello? When do you eat Karban Pesach? Before. Something's wrong here. Hello? Yes? And then, after they smelled the Reach of Gan Eden and the Karban Pesach, then they went and melt. It's a bit late in the night, too late to eat the Karban Pesach. Hello? You with me? It's like very, very strange. So the Satmar Rebbe says, I'm going to Bekitzer. When is Chatzos? Chatzos is half of what? Earth calling assembled Jews. First of all, there's 2 days. How do you reckon Chatzos? Chatzos Laila. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Vayakel says, you take Chatzos Hayoim, and you reckon 12 shovis, 12 60 minute units, an hour, as per your watch, right? Bingo. In the middle, that's Chatzos HaLaila. You with me? You reckon, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the Shah is Chatzos from half of night, which is starting the reckoning from Chatzos Hayom, and it's in Shos Shos. According to Halacha, right, the Ramon Reish Lamed Gimel, Faker, the Shos that you reckon Chatzos is Shos Zmanis. Hello? It's pieces of 1/12. In the summer, let's say an hour is, a summer day is longer, and a winter day is shorter, et cetera, as everyone, every school child knows. How do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham makes a compromise. When it comes to an Eis Rosen L'mayli, you want to say Tikkun Chatzos, then you work on the Eibishus Chatzos. That's the Eis Rosen. And then you reckon in Shavuos Shavuos. If you're reckoning vis-a-vis Hilchos Tefillah, Zmanei Tefillah, and Tefillah is connected to Karbonis Tiknum, and Karbonis are mitzvahs down here in this world, in this Welt, then you work on Shos Zmanis. So far so good? That's number one. Number one. Number two, when does the day start and stop? So the Gemara in Brochus in the beginning, right, says, from Tzeisuk Chavim, and then it says we did work whole day, not by night. So when is day? From Eloisa Shachar till Tzeisachov. Says the Ibn Ezra, and there's many other, that only works Klapi Yidin, Klapi Goyim, who are Oivdim Lashemesh, and the Mazolos, etc., etc. Once the sun sets, it's already Nacht. By Yidin, officially Tzeisachov. Okay? So I have two different reasons at the moment why there is a difference between when do I reckon chatzos for Yid, like vis-a-vis Yiddish, like vis-a-vis spiritual things, and goyim. Right? You with me, folks? Hello? Okay. Let me just be makdim anoch anakudr. Also a tifavort. Okay. Oh. Back noch a bunch of shverik ashes. When did Moshe Rabbeinu pass away? Can anyone tell me? Shabbos afternoon. How do you know that? It's brought out to Rosh Hashanah, etc. Everyone knows you say Tzitkoscha Shabbos to Mincha, because that is the moment of Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. When is the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu? Can anyone tell me? You sure? Okay, I'm all ears. What do I do if I tell you that in Seder Olam it said that Zayin Adar on the 120th year of Moshe Rabbeinu was Erev Shabbos? The Cheshvan was Erev Shabbos. Nachazach, in Parshas Vayelech, it says, Ben Meya Ve'esrim Shana Anoichi Hayoim. When did Moshe Rabbeinu write this pasuk? Hayoim means today. And you just told me that what? It was Shabbos. And Moshe didn't keep the last Shabbos of his life? Hello? Nish al. What does Bedema mean? He wrote it with tears? You try to write something with tears. Hello? Not my kasha. Toysus has his kasha. The Rosh has his kasha. And what do you do? The Medrash says on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu was a stalik. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Reform rabbi. Doesn't keep the rabbonans. Rabbi doctor. Hello. Hello. Yes? You with me? So that read the Be'elo and the Muri the Gans, but that's Halton Cup. There's a Medrash in Bereshis Rab. Listen. Noyach, by Noyach it says, you got a Halton Cup here. Noyach ben Sheishmir Shana, Vamabel Hoya Mayim Alorts, right? Noyach was how old with the Mabel? 600. How long was the Mabel? How long were they stuck in the Teva?
A year.
And then it says, Vayachin Noyach Achara Mabel. How long did he live post Mabel? 350 years. Can anyone count? Use your toes. My dear Rebbe Levitt, wait, have patience. The way I count, I'm a simple guy, I was never good at mathematics, but 600 plus 1 plus 350 is 951. But how long did Noach live? 950. For sure, pause. Something's wrong here. You're 1 year out. Listen, everybody say, you can make up your own theories later. Whatever. Chazal say it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemi in Medrash. Tanoi. You don't got to argue yourself. They already. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oyus, that year was not min aminyan. Opinion A. That year didn't count. Wasn't the count. So if I asked you, this year is Tav Shin Pei Dalid. How many years is it after Bria Sa'olam? Tav Shin Pei. Because the whole year of the Mabul, where the Kechavim, Mazolot, there wasn't day, there wasn't night, there wasn't Kechavim, Mazolot, nothing's working. The whole year doesn't count. That's off the chart. That was not calculated. Okay? Rav Nechemya says, there was Kufus and Mazolot, and Sivuvim, and Gilgulim, and nor vis-a-vis, it wasn't Rishum on Nikar. It wasn't discernible. Right? For Noach, right? Vis-a-vis counting his years, the years he was stuck in the Teva, where the Mahalach, Echavim, Mazolus, and the Galgalim, and the Drup, it wasn't recognizable to him, right? Therefore, it wasn't counted as a year of his life. Listen. So much to say here, right? Not counted as a year of his life, because it was off the charts. It was not in this world. It was a different malach, right? Aber mitzad the welt didn't anerken, according to Yehuda, that the welt didn't see the difference, and the kechavim mazal, everything was working, and the galgalim are soiviv, it was counted. So according to him, what year are we now after creation of heaven and earth? 5,784. For Noach, it wasn't counted. But for everyone else, in Welt, the reality is that it was counted. Hello? Now, everyone knows Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, on his last day, Hazinu Hashemayim V'adaberu, Tishma Oretz M'rifi, and he took Shemayim and Oretz Gechol Mazol as his Edus, he stopped the sun from rising, from setting, from whatever. So that night, sun didn't set. Hello? Are you with me? The sun didn't set. So when was Zayin Adar? On Friday. But that Friday, the sun didn't set. If the sun didn't set, it's still Friday. So therefore, he was able to write 13 Tifrei Torah, and he could write Hayoim. It really was Shabbos. Vis-a-vis the Welt, it was Shabbos. Therefore, we say Tzidkoscha, Shabbos the Mincha. Vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, for him, the sun didn't set. It was Lichtig. Therefore, it was still Friday. We can talk about it. Mitzad the Agoy in Afghanistan, the sun set, the sun whatever. Okay, this is really what I want to talk about, but I got no time to talk. It's a halarich, it's mamish neflo, which you could write a sefer, you could write 20 sforim on this subject. It's very deep. What is pshat? I'm just giving you off the cuff. What is pshat day and night? The simplest question, klotzkashi, you could know. Is pshat day and night? Sunrise, day. Sunset, night. Okay, chovim, come out, whatever, then it's night. Pshat is the astronomical phenomena, sun, stars, moon, whatever. That's goyrim, that's the siba, why something is day or night. Or pshat is only a simon. How can I, ordinary fellow, tell when it's day or night? I look if the sun is in the heavens, or the moon is out, and the stars are up. But it's not the sun and the moon are goyrim. It is just a simon. Are you with me, folks? Whatever. It's connected to another whole machloikis, whether it's the sun and the moon or whatever, or is the iron choshech, which is also connected to what we're talking about, with the whole shmizin stuff. This happens to be, is it the sun and the moon, whatever, which are goyrim, the siba, or just a simenon? It happened to be a machloikes between Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damov, in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim and Kovetz Shiurim. And there's a letter from Rabbi Shlomo Hyman, later with Rabbi Shiva in Vilna, and then with Rabbi Shiva in Tel Aviv Das in New York, where he argued with him. Rabbi Chanan's raya is a poshet raya. How many days were in the Shiva's Yimei Breishis? Seven, yeah? Could you explain me to poshet Amoris the raya? So, how in the world, what day was the sun and the moon created, and the stars and the constellations? On the Wednesday, on the Yom Revi. So how did you reckon the first 3 days? Like Judaism 101. Oh, so you think it doesn't depend on sun and moon or stars, it depends on light and day. But Rashi says the first 3 days. Now, what do you got to tell me? I'm a simple guy. I'm just a simple, like Judaism 101, the most simple klutzkash in the world. So Rabbeinu Becharya and the Rambam, the Chelik Beitzim, and the Vuchen, right? All say, yes, the sun and the moon were not, whatever, were not working, coming up and going down. Aber the galgal that goes around, that was already created. So so therefore, is the Charaya, says Rabbi Chanan, it's not the sun which creates day, it's not the moon or the chav which creates night, it's a simin of Wednesday and night. To which Rabbi Shlomo Hyman answered back, maybe when there's no other way to discern, right? Then they have to say, but it could be that it's not this. It's after creation. Now it's the sun and the moon, which are kaveil. He brings a raya from like Simonim by Ben Yud Gimel Shana. If you don't have Simonim, you're not a god. Mash Enkin, if you're a Saurus, there's no way of bringing Simonim. So then, automatically, by 13, you become, when you can be Chiyat at 13, then you're already a god, retroactively. You got my drift, hello? So the question is the sun and the astronomical phenomena, does that create day and night? Or is it just a simon of day and night? Let me give you a simple example. In Jewish law, when is a person dead? You're dead. How do you know you're dead? You stop breathing. You take a feather, and when you stop breathing for X amount of time, you are dead. So that's the simen. That's the lack of breathing, the lack of the cardiovascular or whatever, that kills a person? Or is that just a simen to know when you're dead? Obviously, the latter is true. Because not anyone who ever underwent open heart surgery, and they put their heart on a machinkala, right? Hello? It's not pshat that his wife could go and remarry anyone else and the kids yarshed all of his nechosim when he was under the... He's not dead. And the doctor made chias hameisim. That's not pshat. Is the charaya, the lack of breathing, right? Is just a simin. So there's certain things that are a simin, and there are certain things which are a sibo, with the cause. So who had din been needing to be done? What is day and what is night? You with me? The Chonantine is, it's a simon. How do I know? I see the stars. That's the simon. Rishon HaHaimantine, it's the Sibo. Yeah, you with me? A nafgamina would be, poshet nafgamina. I'll give you an example. Everyone remembers the Gemara in Ksuvis by Ashkaf the Rebbe, right? And what day did he pass away on? Stalkos of Rebbe was Erev Shabbos. And they had to get home from the Levaya. And they were scared they won't make it in time for Shabbos. A miracle happened for 6 hours. The sun stood in its place. When the sun stands in its place, is it no longer Shabbos or not? If it's a Siba, right, then it's not Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, no problem. If it's just a Simen, then maybe you go on the clock. I don't care if you could see it or not. You remember there was a fellow called Yeshua? Yeah? And he says, Shemesh begiving doim. Hello? Why? Because Erev Shabbos. He don't want to eat Mechal Shabbos and Milchoma. What helps Miros? Ilchur from there is a raya. That what? That it's a Siba. It's a Siba, not a Simen. Are you with me, folks? How does this tie in what I just said now? Just the opposite. That for Moshe Rabbeinu, he was what? It was still Zayin Adar. But for the whole world, since the rest of the world, they saw the sunset. I got better yet. I got a better question. You remember there was a story in creation, Bereishis, like Kapitel Aleph? You don't got to go very far. Yeah? You know what happened on the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis? The sun didn't set. The sun stayed in the heavens. Erev Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, a total of 36 hours. Hello? Chazal say this. Hello? So what is the Shabbos, 7 days? I remember davening in Kiddush, like, hello? On the seventh day, the Almighty rested. Hello? What made the seventh day? It was lichtig. So I'll call, to cut a long story, to cut it in a nutshell, you're forced to say, I'll give you another nafgamina. If you live in Alishvart, you're in Norway, somewhere in the Arctic Circle, you know, like, whatever. And you have 6 months of day, of light, and 6 months of night. Pshat is, you could put on tefillin any one time in those 6 months? That's what you're telling me. Hello? What if I tell you that other people disagree with you? As long as, according to one sheet, as long as it doesn't sun rise and set, you have one long day of 6 months. and one long night of 6 months. And you have Shabbos every 7 years. Okay, fine, sure. And that's why Jews don't live there. How can you survive 7 days without Shalom, you know? Are you with me? Yeah? Most Paskin, Faker, you make a cheshbon where you came from, whatever. L'chura, it's not my own chid, it depends on this machlokes. Is Zricha said, the sunrise and sunset, is it kiveya or is it a simon? If you want to go deeper, I could tell you this is the, I'm not saying it, there's a sefer called a contemporary fellow, very nice, beautiful sefer. It's called Pnina Mibay Midrash. He says, he wants to tell you, this is the machlokes, the gro, and the Rabbeinu Tam, vis-a-vis Shkia. The Gra holds that Bahalich Gimel Revi Shah, 3/4 of a mil. Let's say if a mil is 18 minutes, 13 and a half minutes after what? After Shkia, is Seisar Rechob. Okay, that is reckoning with Eretz Yisrael, in the days of equinox, or whatever. So you could adjust it accordingly. The Gra holds, you have to wait Bahalich 4 mil. Rabbeinu Tam, 4 mil. Yeah? Hello? So I'm not going through it. The Gra says it's Muchish B'Metzias, because in places like Vilna, where Neshef is like Til Chatzos, and then Neshef Boiker, whatever, you'll never have a night. So it depends on this Machloikis, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Flame Haimin, like, whether it's the Siba or it's a Simin. Chayin Arabis. Oy Bazoi, Negel, and Yenenu, Moshe Rabbeinu, when did he... I'm trying to rush on that. When did he write the Sefer Torah on? Whenever. For Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Azinu, it was day, so it was still Friday. Mashenkei l'chol ha'olam kuloi, it was Shabbos. What is that, the difference between Yeshua? Is al-Korach Muzbin Zogin, that by Yeshua, he didn't stop only the sun and the moon. He stopped the Galgalim, he stopped the whole Mahalach of everything. You understand what's going on here? And that makes it's whatever. And that's the cheshbon was Noach's year in the Teva. This machlokes is totally in machlokes. Was everything stopped in the world or not? Never. Right now, Nachzul Yonein. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. The bottom line is the same thing happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and once again, according to many midrashim, the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is again Laila Kayem Yoyer. Right. And that's the cheshbon of Rashi and Parashat Shlach. Where did the whole world, was it lichtig on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim? On the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Mm-hmm. Of course not. So Yochum Paroi, Laila. The whole reason why the Eibishter wanted Dafka the Eden should be in Mitzrayim was in order they should see the Mapola of their enemies. So it was Dafka Din of Laila. Vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Bechers. And since we made a cheshbon before that the moment of Chatzos by Goyim is different than, I have no time to elaborate, this happened as a murder cheshbon. We say a pasuk, V'ani Hashem be'ita achishena. So the obvious glaring question is, either be'ita or is it achishena? No, it says in Arve Nachal, what? The important Sforim HaKadoshim, the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim when? After 400 years. Right? What did he do? He brought the 400th year into after 210 years. Some Rebbe says this is very. It was machlef hazman and masad lekechovim. He brought the mazel of geula, which had to shine at the moment of geula. He brought it 190 years prematurely. Kumto is the chatzos of that year was different than the astronomical chatzos, which is sakdine pari. The Eibishter wanted. So what did he do? He first killed off the bechirim according to the cheshbon of Mitzrayim, where it was Laila. And then he brought us the cheshbon of after 400 years, that mazel, which that creates. Figure out yourself how to say, who's he holding, like a Rabbi Chanan or a Rabbi Haiman, whatever. Work it out yourself. And therefore, it was often timing. So he had time enough for the Eden, hello, to be in Mitzrayim, then to see the death of the Bechayrim, then to go on the Anani HaKovid to the Mokad Yishlayim, right? You know why? Because in Yishlayim it was night. Only in Mitzrayim did the Eibishter make the miracle of Laila Kayom Yor. So the Eibishter took us to. Why do you have to go to Yishlayim for? The din of eating in the walled city, Ben Achaimis of Yishlayim, in the Azor. Hello. There's no Azor. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Because the Eibush don't want an Eretz Yisrael, it should be what? Tzatmar Rebbe says, it should be night. And they could mekayim the mitzvahs of Achila, of the Korban Pesach by night. Then he brought them back to Mitzrayim, and there was two Yitzias. So according to Tzatmar Rebbe, when you reckon in Parashat Shlach, eight Chutei Tzitzis, Keneged, the eighth day, that's from the first Yitzhiyah. That's the Yitzhiyah that we went to. This goes on and on and on. We could speak about it for hours. But that is the Nekudah. The point is, with the Nekudah, the Musar Haskel is, that when a Yid acts with Mesiras Nefesh, whether for Mila or whatever, Korban Pesach, then the Eibush is Machlev as Azmanim, and you're able to rise above, and he brings Geula immediately.
Hagodah shel Pesach, Marita.